Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. He's worthy. Hallelujah. If you have an opportunity somewhere where you are to clap your hands for Jesus, just go ahead and clap them right now. Hallelujah. Because God is worthy. Hallelujah. You can't praise Him enough. You can't give Him the glory that He so rightly deserves. Hallelujah. We are so privileged, hallelujah, to have a God like the God we serve, oh, who loves us and cares about us, a God that blesses us with gifts from on high, hallelujah, gifts that do not come with repentance, gifts that we won't ever look at and say, man, I wish God had never done that. I don't know why He did it. No, the gifts that God gives us are wonderful, and He blesses us with them each and every day. Praise our God. This is Pastor Deborah Gray, and I am blessed to have my husband, Pastor Toby Gray, right here by me as we do this broadcast together, loving on the people of God, God's beloved who are listening in. Hallelujah. We just thank you, and we thank God for you. We thank God for what He's doing in your life, because we understand the principle of kingdom living. And, you know, when you are part of a family, part of a whole, everything that happens to you blesses the whole. Hallelujah. Or when you seek, when you are prosperous and you receive prosperity, your prosperity blesses the whole. Because you may have something one day that you can share with someone else. When you are blessed with wisdom, the whole group is blessed because of you being blessed with wisdom, because you may be able to give counsel and guidance to someone one day because God has given you wisdom and He's made a way for you. So we thank God for what God is doing in your lives, and we thank God for the privilege to be able to come to you on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. And it's the name of this ministry on Blog Talk here is The Called According to His Purpose. And surely that's what we are. We are nothing but The Called According to His Purpose. And we know that hallelujah, we are nothing without the Lord. We are absolutely nothing without Him. Hallelujah. And even the little something that I am because it is my love for Him that drives me. It is kingdom building that is the purpose, my essential purpose in my living, and sharing God's good news, doing that which He told us to do in the Great Commission that we read about in Matthew 28. That's my life. And because of that, hallelujah, my life means something. It's worth something. Hallelujah. Praise our God. This is the fifth in the series that we have on the power, the peace, and the omniscience of this life. And we have already established that is the only one that it could be, and that's the precious, wonderful, awesome Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Who is God? Hallelujah. Here with us. And we just thank God for the opportunity to share this word. I want to pray for all of God's people listening in. Hallelujah. Because we all, from time to time, go through changes. We all go through problems. And I thank God that the Lord has finally brought my husband and I to a place where we understand that problems are only there to make us better. And it may be a difficult pill to swallow and to accept and receive. But if you are wrapped up, tied up in the living God, your problems only come to make you better. I'm going to let Pastor Toby bring greetings to you now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. We welcome you. We hope that you enjoyed the broadcast. And if you do, give us a call or send us a text message, and that's even a text message, an email message on tbywgry@aol.com. tbywgry@aol.com. And tell us what you think of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Father, we thank and praise you for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We glorify you, God, because you give us the power to do so. We honor you, God, because you make us, hallelujah, you make yourself honorable in our presence. And it gives us honor to know that you are honorable and that you allow us to be honorable to you.
Yes.
Now, God, get the glory for all that's said. Give words to my wife of wisdom to purvey in the short time that she will be speaking. And we'll be so blessed to give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, thank you and say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give God glory for having the husband that I do. How much easier my life is having a husband who is in the ministry. Actually, it was my husband that received that call of ministry to be a pastor. When I couldn't see it and I wasn't feeling it, it was my husband who launched us forward in spite of what I thought. And thank God, in the obedience that I had to him, the Lord began to show me that that's what we needed to do. So I thank God. I praise him tonight. And this is going to be the last installment in this series of the power, the peace, and the omniscience of this life. The Holy Ghost is God. God is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so often the Holy Spirit is looked at as though he is not God, that he is not divine, and he is divine. And what a privilege, more than we could ever even begin to even speak on, to be able to have the Holy Ghost right here with us, in us. And that's what I want to sum up with tonight. I want to speak particularly to the gift of tongues. I've kind of left it off because I know that most people, when they think of the Holy Spirit, they think of tongues. And the Holy Spirit is so much more than just the gift of tongues. It is so much more than the evidence of tongues, which once you are baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I wanted, it's kind of like saving the best for last. It's kind of like saving that special treat for last. And I'm going to just ask the Lord to just touch my words tonight so that I can speak succinctly and deliberately and still be able to get across everything that I feel in you, God, that you would desire me to say tonight. In a timely fashion so that not next week, but the next time I come to you, because, of course, if you've been noticing, my husband and I, we do every other week. But, Lord, that you would just have your way, and so that the next time I'll be able to allow your people to come in on a call and speak and encourage us all. So, Lord, that's my prayer. I thank you, Lord, and it's in your name, Jesus. I pray and ask you to say amen. Praise God, and I do want to thank again my husband for praying. My husband really prayed for all of us, but that one prayer there was just that the Lord would touch my mouth, literally, and allow this time to go well. In the book of Acts, the second chapter, and beginning really even at the first verse, you is the narrative that describes that day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came in on the apostles and all the other disciples that were there gathered in the upper room. And it is there that the Holy Spirit became God truly with us, in us, on this earth, on that day, that first Pentecost day after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. And ever since that day, the church was filled with power. The church was filled with purpose. There was a clarity in what needed to be done. And those men who walked with Jesus and lived with Jesus, those 11 men particularly, but we must not ever leave out Matthias, who was brought into the order after the death of Judas. We must never, of course, leave out Paul, who was the greatest apostle. Some of us feel personally, although, you know, the Lord doesn't have favorites. He knows what he has commissioned to whom. And for what Paul was commissioned to do, Paul did, I believe, all that he was asked. And like I said, commissioned to do by the Lord. But the Holy Spirit, on that day of Pentecost, announced his presence in a certain way. And in that certain way, the church today has gone through many upheavals because people don't want to accept and receive that that is a way that God could actually speak to us. And that way is, of course, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the evidence of speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit was the gift, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues is the area that the church, even today, has much controversy over, because people don't believe that they need to receive the Holy Spirit in that way. And some people don't believe that tongues is evident and real and important, significant in the life of the church today. And I beg to differ, saints of God. You need the Holy Ghost today, and you do need to receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, I could go on much on this, but let me just state this. And just move on from there, that there is a difference between the evidence of speaking in tongues and the gift of tongues. The evidence of speaking in tongues is what is manifested in the life of a believer when they are baptized in the Holy Ghost. God gives them that evidence so that they, nor anyone else around them, can refute the fact that they were filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with something that was out of their control, not a part of their lifestyle, not a part of them at all. God, outside of them, their creator and sustainer, has gone inside of them and manifested through them his anointing, his touch, so that they can clearly see their lives have been touched. That's why the evidence is given, so that people cannot refute the fact that someone has been filled with tongues. The gift of tongues is that gift in the Holy Ghost where you can speak for long periods of time, where you have the ability to prophesy, maybe even in tongues, and give a prophetic message that someone else can come along and interpret to a church body if you're in that kind of setting. That is a completely different gift. However, the evidence of speaking in tongues within a believer once they are baptized and filled is a gift in and of itself, and it can be used in the body of Christ for you as a believer, for your family, for your community, for your church, for your city, your state, your government, your nation. That gift is a very precious gift. And let me explain to you what I mean. The gift of being able to speak in tongues. And again, I'm saying the gift of being able to speak in tongues, but I'm not talking about the gift of tongues. I recognize that that is a separate gift. They kind of intertwine. And I believe God intended all the gifts to intertwine because they're all coming from the same spirit. But to be able to speak in tongues allows you the privilege and the opportunity to be able to pray for, as I said, yourself, your family, your church, everyone, anyone that the Lord lays in your spirit to pray for. Why it is such a gift, why you would want this gift, is simply this. And I've explained this a couple of times before, and I will do my best to try to take my time in explaining this. So does the prince of the air, the devil. He hears, because through the air, sound waves travel, and sound is transported through the air. So when you make a sound, it is heard not only by the person you're speaking to, if you happen to be speaking to someone, but also by the one who is the prince of the air, who makes his place in the air. That's where he encamps. Now, if you're praying out loud, and you're praying for a person, or you're praying for yourself, Satan can hear you. And, of course, you can hear yourself, too. And Satan, knowing what you're saying, and you knowing what you're saying, allows him to come into your thoughts. Because, see, now you have said something that you are aware of. He is aware that you've said it, and he can come in on your thoughts. He can perceive that you may be worried about a situation simply because you prayed for it in such a way that you've kind of given yourself away. When he's able to perceive those things, he's able to, like I said, come into your thoughts and put ideas in your mind that you may not have had there before, but because you are sensitive, vulnerable to certain thoughts, especially if they're related to an issue or problem that you're dealing with, you will lend to those thoughts. And that's how the enemy gets us. He can't do anything to us. He can just stick thoughts in our mind. We will think about the thoughts that the enemy has put there, and we can take ourselves away from spirit of faith to a spirit of doubt and confusion, just by thinking the thoughts that the enemy puts there. However, when you have the gift of tongues, or when you use that speaking in tongues, which is sometimes also called a prayer language, and there are a couple of different scriptures I wanted to turn to, but I want to get this out first, maybe. When you speak in a tongue that is unknown to you, where you don't know what you're saying, but you know you're saying something, obviously, because your mouth is open and you are speaking. The enemy is unable to enter into your thinking because you don't know what you're saying anyway. How can he come into your thoughts to suggest doubt or suggest confusion when you don't know what it is you're talking about in the first place that you may have doubt and confusion about? The other thing to consider when speaking in tongues, praying in tongues particularly, is that you do this through the power, hallelujah, the peace and the omniscience of the Holy Ghost. So, as you speak, it is the Holy Spirit that is speaking through you, and it is the Holy Spirit that is giving you peace and giving you faith and giving you assurance and blessing you with joy, and you feel his power upon you even as you speak, although you still don't know what it is you're speaking about. But meantime, while this is going on for you, the enemy, on the other hand, could be crushed. You don't even realize he is, but he could be just crushed, and probably is at most times when saints pray in tongues, because you are praying in the power of the Spirit, and the Spirit is inside of you that's causing you to speak in the first place, knows what needs to be said, so that if the enemy is trying to attack you, it is the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you that can pray through you to crush the head of the enemy, to completely annihilate him and completely cancel his schemes for your life. While you may simply be praying in tongues, and it's even possible to pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit, while you're cooking, while you're cleaning. If you just don't, you know, I'll be honest, sometimes when I'm praying in tongues, the joy and the peace and the gladness just overwhelms me, so I don't feel able to do anything but just praise God. Stop what I'm doing and raise my hands. But if you could just maybe sing in tongues, or go forth and speak in your tongues and pray in your tongues, and you can keep on doing what you're doing. If you can do that, then wow, you know, you can get things done while the Spirit of the living God is getting things done spiritually through you. The Holy Ghost is awesome. He is wonderful. He is just magnanimous. And the giftings that he gives to us are more precious than all the gold of the world. Every diamond ever mined could never equal the magnitude of his importance in our lives. Not only how much we need him, but how much we love him, and how much we would, or how greatly we would suffer if we didn't have him in our lives. So I wanted to leave you with that, and I do want to try to touch on some scriptures that reference these things. Because always, saints of God, you always want to be able to seek the word of God out. You always want to find in the word of God references, hallelujah, references to the things that are mentioned. I want to turn first to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 2, the word of God reads, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man but to God, for no one understands him," not even him, of course. "However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries." So here is proof in the word of God that no one understands what he's speaking. But I believe the enemy is crushed as a result of the words being spoken, because they are going through sound, and the enemy does hear the sound. And the authority of the Spirit of God causes the enemy to have to bow. So although it is a mystery to us, it is not a mystery to God, because we speak to God. And again, in verse 14, in the same chapter 14, verse 14, the word of God says, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." Hallelujah.
In other words, you don't have understanding. Again, you don't have understanding of what it is you're saying. Glory to God, because your spirit is praying through you and for you. Hallelujah. Surely, one thing for sure that must be said about the power of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues, these are gifts that require you to let go and let God. You cannot hold yourself in control, controlling what you do, how you do it, when you do it, how you feel, all of that. You cannot do that and be able to receive a most precious gift as the anointing of God, the baptism and filling in your body, in your life, of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You really need to let go and let God. Let Him take control. Praise our God. We want to turn quickly to the book of Jude. Praise the Lord, right before Revelation. Praise our God. The book of Jude. And Jude is only one chapter. Hallelujah. And here in this scripture is an encouragement to pray in tongues. Praise God. Jude, verse 20. And the word of God reads, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Spirit. The only way to pray in the Holy Spirit is by praying in tongues. When you pray, you may feel God. You may feel excited. You may feel His love. And certainly, with the presence of the Lord is living on the inside of you, then everything you do, God has touched it. God has been a part of it. But when you pray in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost is only meant by praying in tongues. That is pure Holy Ghost. That's where your mind is, and it is only God who is in control. Praise our God. Praise our God. Next week, saints, again, not next week, but maybe the week after, I want to give an opportunity for all of you who have been listening to Blog Talk. Maybe some of you have not been listening, but you would like to your opinions. I want you all to have an opportunity to call in. I will be leaving a message on Facebook, on my husband's page, Toby Gray, and on my page, Deborah Gray, on Facebook to invite you to listen in and to call in and be a part of the program on that day. We love you. We thank God for you. We give God praise for your life. And we look forward to speaking again on Blog Talk Radio and having you listen in. And until then, may you be blessed by His love and His tender mercies. And may you surely appreciate the power of the peace. Hallelujah. Big shout out to my sister, Pastor Prophetess Anya Bahati. Hallelujah. In Arizona, we love her dearly. Thank God for her presence in our lives. And it's all in your name, Jesus. To you be the glory for this broadcast. Amen. 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 And God bless you, saints. Goodbye.